כן, סימן למד בייס, ציף יוד. כשמסמנים הנקובים במרציה, we'll be looking at these pictures over here on the top. Now let us just understand the problem. We said the Mahudadik klaf is, Ayit puts in the klaf and the sid. He says, L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, Shalom al Yisrael, and then the main thing was done. I can assume the rest was Stama Lishma, but the guy does the rest. Fine, after a week I come to the guy, and this is the klaf I gave you. Yeah, this klaf, yeah, looks nice, beautiful. Fine. So now the shaila is of Asher Pim Dibur Shav Yiminam Yimin Shoker. It could very well be that the oyer I gave him was a very good oyer. He has an inferior oyer, so he's gonna take this one for himself, the good one, and he'll give me a different one. I know the difference. He's going to show me. This is the klaf. It's a week later. Everything was done. Kosher v'yosher. So they used to make simonim on the klaf. They made with holes. They made oisiyas. Here is a picture there. Like they made an aleph. They made an aleph with holes. They made an aleph with holes. Right? So this was a, so when I get back the klaf, see the aleph is with holes. But between you and me, this is not a simon that one could really rely on, because the guy can take his klaf and put it underneath my klaf, and I made holes, and he'll make also the aleph. He'll make also the aleph. He'll make an aleph, and he'll show. See, the aleph, this is what you gave me, right? This is the aleph. So, but this is aleph that's yochel azayif. That means he could falsify, he can make his own aleph, and I won't know the difference. That's the shayla. Shemisamnim anekovim b'marzeya. They used to take a marzeya like a pick, and they used to make holes, and they used to make kein oisiyos, like oisiyos. Yeah. Afal pi shenekal La'eni Yehudi L'Zayif, even though this is very easy for the guy to falsify these oisiyos, it's really not a foolproof simon. Ein choshishin, you don't have to be chayish. Mishum demirta sa'eni Yehudi, penyakir Yisrael betviyas oyin. He's afraid. That means even it's easy for him to falsify the ois, but somehow he's afraid that maybe the yid will chap, will be able to see that this is not the aleph that he had made. Whatever, we'll see the mishabur, why? So Mamela, he's scared to do it. He's scared to do it. The guy is scared to do it, so maybe we can rely on that. That means theoretically, looking at the aleph alone is really no proof whatsoever. But there's a svara that guy is scared. We have to understand one thing. If they chap him once, he's out of business. So Memela, so he's scared to do it. That is what the Mechaber is saying. So now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. No, the cipher, when the cipher put it in to the sid, it was a skin. Whatever the end result is, what the guy gave it. The cipher never saw the cloth in its finished form. The guy, yeah. So he never saw it in a finished form. The cipher has no simonim whatsoever now. Howard, he just gave it, he put it into the sid and the good talk, and he's finished. What he gets now was he never saw in his life. So there's no, you can't rely on what he saw, but therefore they used to make these simonim. Oh, so he used to put them inside the klaf. Well, the holes is no good, 100%. We're going to learn about that. About Kabani, put on the side, he made a small thing that, fine. So the Mechaber says we can rely on that. Betviya Sayin, so the guy is afraid, maybe he'll he knows better what he did. Maybe he'll recognize that this is not the Aleph he made. Oy Shailo and the Kovim Nasa Yesa Chodosh Mishalay. That means he, the guy, just made these holes now. The Yid made it before when he gave it to him. So maybe he'll cut. So the Mechaba holds Lahaloche, I can rely on this. Not that it's a proper simen, but the simen is perhaps enough to scare the guy that he won't try to falsify the simen. Yeah. V'yesh oimrim, but others disagree with the Mechaba. And they hold it's a real shrek. It's a shrek, you can't rely on this. You made a simen with Osius and... Yeah, sheyichtoiv b'roish b'fnim b'mokim shein derech la'abed ha'roish v'yishor ha'ksav ad acha ha'ibud v'yisam b'matzei machmes ch'ashliyu v'diyabed yesh l'hokul kashulchanor. So others say the Bor Shoma did not like this eitze. It's too scary. The guy could, it's very probable that the guy, if he has an intent to switch the klafim, he'll do it. He's not too scared. So the Bor Shoma says, it seems as follows, when they took the oires and put it into the sid, so it seems the oir was still attached to the head of the bain. They didn't cut off the head. It seems that they said that, and the head was not put into the sit. That means that the one ma'abed the head, but it was, so the head was sticking outside. Fine. Now, so the yid has to go, so he would be, before he gives over to the guy, inside the head and the mouth of the behemoth, he's going to write Yanko. The guy doesn't know anything what he did. And he gives it to him, and the head is outside, and after he gives it back, he looks in the head, and if it's not there what he wrote, so he is a good simon. The guy doesn't know anything about it. That is a better faith in how to be, how to make sure that we're getting back what we gave the guy. Sif Yud Aleph. Oyer she'ibda yishalei lishmai. What happens if they were ma'abed the oyer she'lei lishmai? We had learned before that that's mak. If you have to be ma'abed the oyer lishmai. Im yesh tikun lachzer la'abdoi lishmoi, yispoil betul yiradei simin reisha in alf, and there it's put on the murder kechidish. That means if you will put it now back, you have a klaf already, but if you put it now back into the sid, it will start stretching again, so the sid will make that, you can still do something with it, so if you put it now, l'shem mitzvah tzulim, could also work. But he just said, look in your day, Samaraisha and Aleph. Yud Beis. Now, Yiyah HaKlaf, what skins should the klaf be made out of? Me'er, Behema, V'chaya, V'oif, HaTohirim. That it should be made out of the skin of a Behema, or a Chaya, or a Oif, HaTohirim, which are Toyer. Afilu minevela utreifa shalem, even though these behemoths were not geshochten, but it's made from a mean toher, a mean hamuta. That's all that you need. Avoloi meir behema v'chay v'oif hatmeim, but one should not make a klaf from the skin of a to receive this apostle, Laman Tia Teres Hashem Beficho, Mimin Hamuta Leficho. We darshan from this posik that Teres Hashem can only be written on a mean that halachically you're allowed to eat. The mean has to be mutter beficus, you need a oil of a behemoth toyer. V'loi may oil dog a filuhu toyer. But an oil of the skin of a fish, a filuhu toyer, even though it's a kosher fish, one should not make the parshas from his skin. Mishum denofish zuame. It seems there's a terrible odor that comes from the skin, so it's not a covet. It's not a covet for the cloth of tefillin to be made out of this skin. Sif yud gimel. Yiyah haklaf sholem. The cloth should be sholem, which means it should not have any holes in it. Shlo yehei boy nekovim she'ein adyoi oiver olov. It should not have any hole in it. She'ein adyoi oiver olov, that if you write on top of it, that the dyoi will not cover the hole. That means if the hole is so big that when I write over it, so the ink that's over the hole will drip down, and after the ink dries, you'll see the hole. The hainu shaloitei ha'ois niris boi chaluka l'shtayim. That means if you have a hole in the ice, and we'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah, the hole will split up the ice, because the hole is large enough that when you write over it, the ink will go through the hole, and you're going to have a split in the cloth. So if you have such a nekev, it is possible. Now we will elaborate a little on this halacha. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. L'shtayim. That because of the hole, there will be a split in the ice. But he says, shaloitei niris by chaluk l'shtayim. That means if the hole is so minute that after you write over it, it's not niris kishnayim, so then it's mutter. Shukotm kol kach, the hole is so minute, ad shekshemavir olav bekumis nistam hanekev b'dyoi, it's a minute hole. When you write over it with a kumis, it's nistam, it's covered in gansen. Vein hanikya, vein hanekev nirgash bekumis, when you're writing on it, you do not feel that there's a hole there. Kais v'nolav. Av al pi shenofal ma'at dioi b'moke mahu v'nire nekev dak keneged ha'shemesh. Kosha. Now he's saying a big aloche, which is chiluki deis. On this, but let us just know what the Mishnah Berurah paskens l'aloche. If you have a minute hole, you have a minute, it's tiny, it's mamish tiny. Now you wrote over the hole, and between you and me, the ink that I wrote over the hole fell through the hole. That means it's not, the ink is not covering it. There's still a hole, but since the hole is minute, you don't see it. You look at the, it's so small. You don't, you look at the ice, it looks like there's no hefsek in the ice whatsoever. But if I'll go and take this oil and hold it up to the sun, then I will see the hole. There's a hole there, mamish. I'll see the hole. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, but if the naked eye does not see the hole, the naked eye, when he looks at the ice, it's an ice, a straight ice, without any hefsik. The way I look at it now, so memela, so that's cool. That is halachically, that doesn't have a halacha of a hefsik. A hefsik is the a hefsik is considered a hefsik if the naked eye can discern the hefsik. If the naked eye cannot discern, you have to come on to the rays of the sun to that you should be able to recognize this hole, that halachah that doesn't have a shame of a naked. And therefore the dealership brings down that whenever you have shilas and hulchas riyah, if I have a magnifying glass, with I can see, I look at it, it looks good. With a magnifying glass, I'll see differently. There's no inyan to look with a magnifying glass. That means in Hilchos Riyah is what you can see with the naked eye, that's it. Now, with the naked eye, you don't see a hole, even though between your meat there is a hole and there's a hefsek in the east, that's irrelevant. Halachically, it's not called a hefsek. That's right. That's what it says. That's the Chiddush over here. So I'll tell you like this. If you'll take another oil cloth that was never lishmo, and you'll patch it together, then it'll be good. Yeah, from the bottom, yeah. Then it'll be good, but I'll kapon him. It has to be never lishmo. Could be provided in it also for practical. It'll blend into the oil. No, but you were saying if it's kosher, I'll kapon. Yeah, kosher. Avo, im nikav kolkach, she'ein ad yoy oiva olov, puzzle. But if the nekev is large enough that when you go over it with the ink, there's a space, the hole, you can see the hole, puzzle. She'ois nires chaluka l'shtayim al yodai. Because the ice looks like it's split. Because there's a hole. Now, we'll say a few examples. Va'afilu im ha-nekev be'emtza oivi ha-ois, be'gagoi oivi reichoi, u'diyoi ma'kifo mikol tzat posel. Now here we have a picture over here. He is saying like this. Let us just give a little hakdome, and then we'll appreciate the halachas that we are saying. There's a halacha that the oisiyas have to be mukif gvil. That means the oisiyas have to be surrounded. Let's speak about a dalet, you have a dalet, you have a gag of a dalet, a regal of a dalet. So this dalet has to be surrounded on all four sides with cloth. If I'll cut off or there be a hole next to the regal of the dalet, this is the regal of the dalet, and there's a hole over here right next to it. So this regal is not mukav gvil. This chelek of the regal is not mukav gvil. And the halacha is that the complete regal, the complete gag, has to be surrounded with cloth. So they have a nekev or a tear in the cloth, which is mamish next to the ois, it's possible. But this halacha of mukif gvil is halacha b'shas ksive. It says, uchsav tom b'shas ksive, it should be a ksive tamo, which means when you are writing the ois, you have to make sure that there should be, it should be mukav gvil on all sides. That is the halacha of mukav gvil b'shas ksive. Later we're going to have a halacha, if it happened later, that means when I wrote it, it was mukav gvil. Later it got a hole. So then there's no psul of mukav gvil. The whole psul of mukav gvil is only when the Hopsul of Mukav Gvil is only applicable b'shas ksiva. Fine. That's one halacha. So now let us say, let's say avlim nikiv kolkach she'ein adivoy diyoy oiva ola posul she'ois niris chalukah l'shtayim al yodoy. So that means, let's say this is the regel. This is the regal of the dalet. This is the regal of the dalet. And I have here a hole here. It could be a thin hole, but you can see the hole. So this regal is dividing the ois. This nekev is dividing the ois. So it's divided. Fine. So that's possible. Now, b'shas ksiva, it's possible. Now, afilu, now he says, afilu im nimsa im anekev be'emse oivei ha'ois begagoi. Oy bi yerechai Now, he's saying a bigger chiddush. Now, let us say this is the regel, this is the regel of the Dalet. Fine. I have a hole in the middle. I have a hole right in the middle of this regel. That means the whole regel, I have a regel from, there's a sheer regel from top to bottom. And in the middle of the regel, I have a hole here. I have a hole here. And or by the gag of the Dalet, I'll have a hole in the middle of the gag. So the halacha is, this is also possible. Because Bishas, the ois was written, the complete ois was not Mukav Gvil. Because when I started writing the regel, I wrote till here. And then this chalik is a hole. So this part of the ois was not Mukav Gvil. The sides are Mukav Gvil. Everything is Mukav Gvil. But this part of the ois, this part of the ois, this part of the ois, this hole in the middle makes whatever is surrounding the ois is not Mukav Gvil. And the halach is Bishas Ksive, the complete ois has to be Mukav Gvil. And this hole in the middle will kill everything. So this halach is, if this was Bishas Ksive ois, before I said like this, if it's such a hole that you can only see it by putting it to the sun, that's not called the hole. That's called the Mukav Gvil. No problem. Yeah, you don't have to look in the sun. Yeah. If you look at it and it's such a minute hole, you won't be able to know that there's a hole there. No problem. But if there is a hole that you write over, you will see the hole. So Memela in Sobishas Ksiva, I am writing an ois, which there is a chelik of this ois that's not Mukav Gvil. That means whatever is around the hole is not Mukav Gvil. So it's possible. Now that he says, Vafilu imanekev beemtza oivi ois, begagoy yerechoy, utiyoyima kifo mikol tzad. That means I have a regal of... I have a regal of the Dalet here, I have a Shia. But there's one Chalik that is not Mukav Gvil, so it's possible. Vafilu imad mokim hanekev yesh tzuresois. Vafilu is a tzuresois. That means, like, this, let's say, halachically, the regal of the Dalet has to be till here. That's the length of a regal of a Dalet. So theoretically, if I would have stopped writing the regal here, so the hole is underneath. The hole is underneath, a half an inch underneath. And if I would have stopped here, I have a kosher regal. Fine. But if I didn't stop here, I went further, so now it's a possible regal, because this regal is not Mukav Gvil, because Pishas Ksiva was not Mukav Gvil. Now let's just tell you, we'll have this later, but let's just tell you, there's a nature how to kasha this. You can kasha this regal very easily. You erase away the bottom chelik of the regal, which is next to the hole. Erase it away, and then, so now the regal, I have a regal of a dalet, which is a half an inch away from the hole. It's gevaldik. There's no psul of kesidron. It was written, it's a proper ois, it's everything. I have this problem since it was, but Bishas Ksiva, there has to be, the ois that I want to use has to be Mukav Gvil Bishas Ksiva. So I'm gonna erase this away, and this ois was Mukav Gvil Bishas Ksiva. That is an eitzah what to do. But here we're talking about, Kozman, he didn't do it, it's apostle ois. That's what the Mishabu is saying. Now, Vafilu, im admokim hanekev yesh tzuras ois. That means this regal of the Dalet is a tzuras ois. It's long enough. But al kaponim, for me to use this ois that Bishas Ksive, it was not Mukav Gvil, so it's possible. That's why he's saying you have to make sure that there should not be any nekiv in the cloth that ain't a yoy over olav, because then the ois will be puzzled. But b'chol zeh kaidim ksive. That is dafkin. If before you wrote it, the hole was there, and you wrote it over the hole, so it comes out the sas ksive. There wasn't a ksive tama because when I wrote it, it was not mukim real. Aval im la'acha haksive nechla ka'is l'shtayim ayitei neket. But what is after the ois was written? After the ois was written, a hole got into this ois. So there's no psul at all of mukiv dvil. If the regal is long enough, it still is a psul as ois. So it's good, I don't have to do nothing. Yeah. Okay. Now we
have the word neck.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Siftes Vov. We'll talk about Siftes Vov. Okay. Now we're up to. Multiples, if you can't see them, it's good l'chadchila. The whole Zabad? You know, they're mistamba, they put it in the corner, they didn't make, that was used for a simon. I don't know if they wrote over there. But up al kapone, those were bigger holes mistamba. Okay, now we're going to come to halacha. Here he is, their picture. One second, let's see. Okay, here's this picture over here. Okay. Now, let's explain this halacha, and then we'll learn in the Veinik and the halacha. There's four parshis in the Tulin Shalosh. There's Shema, then the Shema is the smallest parsha. Then later comes Evahoya im Shamoya, and then Vayikivya, and then comes Vayikivyacha, and then Evahoya im Shamoya, and Kaddish. We'll see which is longer. So theoretically, here a small, let's say Shema is a small parasha. So you'll take theoretically a small cloth, and I'll fold it. I fold the cloth and I stick it into the bayis where Shema belongs. Vayim Shemaya is a big cloth, so I'll stick it in to the place where Vayim Shemaya belongs. Now, before I sew up the tefillin, I look at the inside of the four batim. And the oivi haparshiyas are not the same size. That means Shema, since it's a very small parshiyas, I don't take a long cloth. So it's a small parsha, and I fold it up and I stick it in. So let's say, so this parsha fills up two-thirds of the bayis that it goes into. Avahoyim Shemoyas is a long parsha, so when I fold it up, I stick it into that bayis, it fills up the whole bayis. So this is not a noi of the tefillin that you, when you look, even though everything is sewed up now, we don't see anything. But al kaponim, it's not a noy of the tefillin that the parshis have different widths. This one fills up the bayis. This one is a third of the bayis. It's not a noy of the tefillin. So in order to ensure that the tefillin should be noy mizakeli vanveyu, so now we'll see if you doubt. Hasoifrim hasrizim. Hazrizim oisim shloisha minei klof. They make three types of klof. Ha'ov yoisa, the thicker klof, they make three klofim with three different thicknesses of the klof. Ha'ov yoisa, the most thicker klof, is parsha shema. So that means even though it's a smaller parsha, but since it's a thicker cloth, when you fold it up, it'll fill up the whole bayis. Shiktano, because this is a small parsha. Bahadak mimeno, and that's what is not as thick as this parsha. The parsha is v'hoyeki v'yacho. We'll see. That's a little, the longer parsha. So the mele, I make it of the cloth a little thinner. It's a longer parsha, so you have to fold it up more. So memela, so I can make this cloth a little thinner. Well, the parsha's kaddish, the parsha's voiki, v'hoyim shemaya shehem arukais, oisim cloth back meyot. So this is a very long cloth. You fold it up a lot of times. So you make a very thin cloth. Back moiz, it's very thin. Ubozeh yismalo habatim b'shove v'zeh u'naitzul. And after I do this, so I look inside in the batim, all the parshis fill up at the same time. All the parshis fill up at the same time with the same oivi, the batim. Let's see, so the Mishnah Berurah makes a grace over here. V'adakmen l'parshis v'hoyayim shamayu, which is wrong. Toseifu tzachoyim l'parshis v'hoyiki v'yacha shiyoyse g'dayla. That's larger than Parshas Shman. It's not as large as Voyim Shemaya. The Parshas Kaddish, the Parshas Voyim Shemaya, Shehem Arukais, from a mailer that to make a thinner cloth. So that was an eitzah to make three clothim with three different densities and thicknesses in order that when I put them into the bayis, that each parsha will be memala the bayis, and you look at it, it's beautiful. They're all the same. All the batim are filled up equally. That was one way. Ramot chayafikosav, that's the levush. Sasoifrim shalem oisim tikkun acha. They make a different tikkun. Shekol aklofim hem shovim ba'irech echod ba'ivi echod. They don't make three different types of klofim, thick, thinner, and thin. No, they make all are the same. They make all the same size. No, so how do you? Elo sheminichim gilyonim miparshei saktzorev. But they're all the same size, but when they start writing the parshis, so let's say the parsha of Shema, all the klofim are this size, one length. But when they write Shema, they write till here. And here is a gillion. Nothing is written on it. And v'hoyeki v'yacho, they write a little bit more. V'hoyim shemoy, so that means they leave a gillion, they leave a space after, that means they have the same size klof for all four parshas. And so since they're all the same size, it is no problem. But in order to ensure that all, the Shema is a small parsha, so they only write on part of the cloth. The rest of the cloth is empty. They fold it over. So al kaponim, so we accomplished this, that all four parshias fill up the batim equally. And the mele, that's the eitzah of the levush. That's eight of the Labush. God, others in the Maasev Kola Machnes, says, we don't do any of these things. So what do we do? So the Maasev Kola Machnes brings down two terusim. One terus he brings down, we have to understand that Bizmanehem, we were living in a very sophisticated day and age. We have batim, which from Behemagasis, that means with a thick batim. This came about maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Batim from Behemagasis. Before that, the batim were from Behemagasis. The oil of the batim was very thin. They didn't know how to make batim from Behemagasis. So the oil was very thin. So therefore, if you would put in the parshias into these batim, so it was thicker, it would bulge out. So the noi of the tefillin was because from the outside you could see they're not equal, because the oil of the batim was very flexible since it was a very thin oil. So here this was bulging out. This was not, that was the chesom. But with manenu we have batim from behemoth gases, So whatever it is, no one looks inside of the bayis, we just look at the outside. That's one mahalach. And the second mahalach is the seiferim, you don't put in the parsha directly into the bayis. You wrap it around with a cloth and then you stick it into the bayis. So we have a better eitzah. So in Mela, so with the cloth are the same, each one, this is small, this is bigger. But the cloth, we wrap around it. So if it's a small cloth, we wrap a more cloth around it. So kaponim, we could make, we wouldn't have these problems.
Why can you...